Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You need to stop everything. This needs to stop now.
Can I just ask a question, please? Because I really don't understand from my previous experiences that I've had. When you're talking to a guy and you pre-warn them, bear in mind, you pre-warn them, you say, look, I'm not being funny, but I'm just letting you know now that I'm needy and I'm quite clingy. And they're like, no, that's fine. Like, I like that. It makes me feel wanted. And then actually fast forward a few months and they're like, you're smothering me. Like, you're just too much.
Well, yeah, he was just trying to hit at first. Guys will say almost anything, and I don't respect this. Guys, don't just say anything or do anything just so you can get laid. It's not that serious. It's never worth it. Women are so used to getting what they want, how they want, when they want, no matter what. They'll just say anything. They'll say things that would make a guy be turned off because they know a guy's still going to F with them. But then they wonder why guys don't actually stick around. No man would come into a situation with a woman being like, you know, I'm really clingy, you know, I'm a real pain in the A, yada, 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 because those are negative things. But women, they don't have to be self-aware because no matter how, you know, off-putting they are, they're still going to get attention from men. The problem is that wall is coming. Well, she's already hit it. But look, it's getting worse year by year. And she's not going to be able to continue to be cringe and still get any type of good results. Most women don't realize that men find them annoying until after their looks fade, and by that point it's too late. I'll sum her up in three words: not wife material.
And I'm like, I told you this, and then you pull back and then they're like, I don't think you're interested in me anymore, like you don't speak to me how you used to, and you're sitting there like, I told you this about me, but you said it was fine, and then it was too much, and now you don't think I'm interested? Like, I don't get the male brain. I don't get it.
He was trying to say anything to get you to leave him alone. He was trying to exit stage right. Look, you're actually going to have to become a decent person if you want to keep a man around. Just being skinny and having straight hair won't cut it at this age. And honestly, far as getting a committed relationship, it didn't really work for you when you were 23 either. It just got you plowed and disregard it. Step one to improving who you are as a human being, delete this TikTok account. That's for starters.
Rushing into relationships because you're tired of so many Netflix solo nights? Well, push pause. Remember, good cheese and fine wine take time.
Ooh, you suck!
And so does finding a partner, especially after 40. Remember, life's not a race, especially in the love lane. Let's not speed our way into settling.
This is the topic of your conversation.
You're going to have to settle. You're old and washed up. You're over the hill. You're not getting some Prince Charming to wife you up at this point. Oh no, there is a rush because you're getting older and crazier by the year. So you're getting less desirable to a man year by year. And every year you stay single, the more stuck in your ways you become. So yeah, these women who are over the wall, they need to get a man as fast as possible. You need to hurry up and quote unquote settle, even though the guy would be settling for you. I think if you women realize that the guy would be settling for you, then maybe you can just get somebody and be happy with it.
Let's not speed our way into settling. Speeding towards is happiness. Or that last piece of pizza. Savor the journey. Enrich your own life. And let love find you marinating in your own awesomeness.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Because when the time is right, you'll know. Until then, keep thriving, not just surviving.
You know what? I support this message because I don't want some guy's life to get ruined. So yeah, please, keep thriving. Keep enjoying the last piece of pizza. I mean, what does it matter if it's the last piece if you ate all the other, you know, 11 pieces or whatever? Aren't you full at that point?
Thought I'd share a little story from my date last night. Went to a bar to have a drink before dinner with a date, of course. And this couple sitting next to me, I can overhear them talking. And he's telling the gal he's with, it sounds like a first date. He goes, I can tell a woman's age just by looking at her elbows. And she goes, seriously? And he goes, yeah, the skin on your elbows, a woman's elbows, it like droops, so you could tell usually if they're old or whatever. Well, my date went to the restroom and I'm like really zoomed in listening. So I said, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but this is fascinating to me. I said, so how old do you think I am?
You don't really want to know.
Oh, gosh. Like, lady, just stay in your lane. Can you let people be? They're on a date. Like, see, they just don't get it, man. They're still so unaware of self at these old ages, and it's just pathetic. I don't know why these older women play these age games. Look, everybody knows you're old. Everybody knows you're in your 50s. You're not tricking anybody, no matter how much makeup you put on. No matter if you put on trendy outfits. And you're setting yourself up for an L if they say an older age than you actually are. So just let it go. Everybody know you're not in your 20s anymore. That's all people need to know. I'm living my nightmare. It is a
monster. It's in my head. Out of my elbows, I'm like, going like this, you know? He looks at my face, he looks at my elbow, and he goes, I'd say about 54, 55. And I said, yep, spot on. Carry your elbows.
Are you retarded?
I turned 25 this week. And if I'm honest, I'm terrified.
I'm terrified
because I feel like a failure. And I don't know if anyone else watching this understands that feeling, but my life looks nothing like I thought it would at this age.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt. You make me sick, you big baby.
Is this happening to other people, or is it just me that's a failure?
I felt like if I told TikTok that I would be accountable for myself and stop being such a
Yeah, you've officially hit the mental wall. It sucks, but you had every chance in the world to win. We've all been there, though, Toots. You know, feeling like we're not where we should be in our life at this point. I know what you're thinking. Is it too late to turn it around? Well, no, because there's always a simp out there that's willing to take a woman who's not worth it. The question is, can you maintain that relationship with that simp and love him for who he is as a human? Or would you lose respect for him within the first year and sabotage it? That's the question. Look, I'm not hopeful that things are going to work out for you after this point. I'm not saying that to be mean, but it's just real. It's hard for me to shed a tear despite the sappy piano music in the background, because I highly doubt there's a wholesome reason why you're not where you want to be, at least in your dating life.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
What do you gain from that?
When I was a kid, I always said, by 25, I'll be married or I'll have a kid. I'll have this amazing career. And I've done a lot of cool things, don't get me wrong. But I'm about to be 25, and most nights, I go to bed feeling so lonely. And then most days, I wake up feeling lost, like I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
I need to use my shirt because I don't have a tissue. Tissue, please.
I have this overwhelming thought of, is this it? Is this all there is?
You never know, that's the point.
I don't know it. And I don't care to know it.
Well, yeah, either this or settling for a guy you think you're better than, but you're not better than. And he would actually be settling for you. But that's another story. Look, you could take that route, but I know you don't want to take that route. Look, you're not in shape enough to pull a Chad and maintain a Chad. I mean, you can get a Chad for the night, but that's about it. The nose ring isn't helping either. The TikTok account isn't helping either. The poorly done makeup isn't helping either. And I'm sure your friends and family could tell you a bunch of other stuff. And instead of doing the work and fixing those things, you'd rather be in your car late night on the top of a hill in your car by yourself, talking to your phone. If you were a decent human being, you could have made it work with one of the countless average Joes that tried to make you their girlfriend and be nice to you. But since you're not, you won't. And that's why nobody should, you know, shed a tear for you. Just focus on being the best daughter you could be. Being the best friend you could be. Get a dog. Get a cat. Be the best, you know, pet mom you could be. There's so many other things you could dedicate your life to other than worrying about, you know, finding a man. And at this point, since you've been ruined and getting pumped and dumped by, you know, Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron, you're only going to be a burden and just a complete pain in the ass to any guy you quote unquote settle for. So just leave men alone, please. I don't want you ruining some good guy's life.
I pray that no man get with you.
To the man that just stopped me in the rain saying, excuse me, it's raining, I'm on my own, I'm in Hammersmith. Got robbed last week. He said, excuse me. And I went, no. Because I'm worried that someone's going to distract me and someone's going to steal my phone again. Then get onto the platform and he comes up to me and he goes, I could have just said I'm not interested. I've been in a relationship for 8 years. I do not know any woman who would feel comfortable in that situation as they're on their own, it's raining, and they're about to...
Blah, 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 blah. God, whoever you are out there, you really got to raise your standards. You really took your time out of your day to come up and talk to this, and then take more time out of your day to reapproach her and tell her that she should have just said X, Y, and Z. Bro, that was a waste of time. Twice.
I want a bunch of beta orbiters and sims fawning over me.
Did she say she was in a relationship for 8 years? I feel sorry for that guy. She's already annoying the hell out of me, and it's only been, what, 15 seconds hearing her talk?
To enter a tube station. He made me feel like I was an asshole for, like, putting my boundaries up. The fact that he then came up to me again to, like, tell me off for breaking his ego makes me more angry. I'm just so fed up of men like that.
Yeah, I can agree with you. That guy didn't handle that situation right. But one thing we can all agree on, you are an a-hole. There's no question about that.
What an a-hole, am I right?
Your ego is so thick. You felt like the world needed to know about this stupid, frivolous situation. To the point where you had to make a video on the spot on public transportation. Now that's ego and narcissism. But hey, at least it looks like you got nice jugs. That's probably what's gotten you this far in life, honestly. And I'm sure that's why the guy approached. It wasn't your face, ma'am. It was your ma'am's.
Show me your tits!
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.